Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our Peggy the dog.
Oh.
We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Scott.
And this is
Time!
Coming with a fresh one today. So why did I choose Peggy the dog as the constant, Scott?
Oh, I know why you did it. Not that it was voted the world's ugliest dog and is in the film that we're about to discuss, but because we are doing a film that has revolutionized the world, that has broken film records already.
Yeah.
And this one opening weekend did better than, what I read, 32 other Marvel films combined.
Whoa.
Just their opening weekend already. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I mean,
combined?
You know, they're picking specific, it might be including Fox Marvel films.
But. Yeah. The Marvels from 1993.
Yeah.
Or the Avengers from 1993.
But what film are we doing, my friend?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah. From
this great year of our Lord, 2024. Rated R.
This great year, this weekend.
This weekend, starring Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Emma Corrin, Matthew McFadden, Daphne Keane, Jon Favreau, Marina Baccarat, Rob Delaney,
and a whole bunch of cameos.
Jennifer Gardner, Wesley Snipes,
Channing Tatum. Wait, if you haven't seen it, spoilers are coming. Yeah.
This podcast starts with a spoiler alert every time.
It's all spoiler.
It doesn't get any spoilery. This is a spoilery by the time this episode actually
comes, it's a spoiler bath.
By the time this episode is finally released in 3 weeks, people are going to be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Deadpool Wolverine. That's so July.
Yeah.
20 something. Scott.
Yes.
So I haven't watched this movie in 36 hours, which in podcast date is forever. So we'll see if I remember any of this movie. When did you see it?
I saw it Sunday night.
Oh, same here.
Yeah. So it said it's already $496.3 million already after 3 days.
Disney, this is going to change Disney forever. Disney's just going to go, fuck the kids.
They're just going to give Ryan Reynolds the keys to the car.
Just talk dick and ass jokes for 2 hours and 8 minutes.
I know, right? I'm just like, the movie ended. And I was like, Disney would have never done this 10 years ago. Oh my Lord, how things have changed.
Wow.
You can see things on the Disney Channel. You can see and hear all kinds of things.
Well, I think it's crazy that Disney and Hulu are now combined.
Yeah. And like, it was fine that they bought them, but to put it on the same app is like, you can access all kinds of nasty shit. We can say that on Disney now.
Yeah.
Disney used to be like, no curse, no sexuality. And now you're chopping off heads. You're boning people for holidays. You're talking about pegging. It's all there.
You know what you can't get on Disney?
What?
Cocaine.
Yeah. You mean Forrest Bump?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
This is, I mean, we could be the MCU time travel podcast from now on, I think.
Yeah, there's enough. I love this movie makes fun of it. I love the movie makes fun of the multiverse because even in the film, they're like, come on, like, are we not done with this multiverse stuff?
We are just.
They've really milked it.
So do you think, so. Do they use this as a launching pad to just show all of the different comic book verses that came out? Like, they can do any storyline now.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, the film was great. This film, I'm a big Marvel comic book dude. And since Endgames, for the most part, it's been pretty disappointing. There's been no direction. Half-assed, okay films. This felt like a return, you know, to greatness. I mean, but Deadpool's never let us down. But my only disappointment is I thought this film was going to like set the record straight, set us toward the future. this is how we get Deadpool and X-Men like into the universe. And it didn't really do that. All it did was acknowledge the Fox films that had come out, which is you know, the Deadpools, the original X-Men, the some of the Punisher, I think, Blade, Daredevil, and it kind of put them to bed. It acknowledged their existence and moved on. But at the end, Deadpool's in his world and Wolverine's there, and we're still in our world. And they're still not in like the 616 universe, which is like the main Avengers sacred timeline. But they can get there whenever they want, I guess.
Yeah.
It still didn't set forward anything. I thought the goal was to clear this up, to put it into one concise world.
Well, I think they did. I think they had their cake and ate it too. They,
right.
They brought one story to kind of a conclusion. Like, not, they can certainly go on from here. Like, there'd definitely be more Deadpool movies. But also now they can be like, okay, what, instead of like locking themselves in this movie, like, now we have to make this movie. We have to make this movie. We have to make this movie. They're like,
it's open-ended.
Now we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
What do we want to do? I mean, they could even start, like, they could reboot X-Men and have no time travel for five movies and then crash them into each other. Like,
there was something that had a hint of mutants. It was like the series, the Captain Marvel series, the Monica Rambeau, something about like finding a first mutant. There was something where they were going to like, that was going to kick into mutantdom. So I think they're trying to reboot that.
Yeah.
Already. So I don't think they're going to move these guys over.
Because we never see Patrick Stewart, right?
No.
So we don't know.
They talk about him.
We don't know who her brother is.
Well.
You know.
Oh, which Charles?
Well, we know it's Charles, but who's Charles?
If it's, are they both Fox? Both like Days of Future Past, X-Men, is that also Fox? Oh, I think it is.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Now, Sony owned Spider-Man?
Yeah, I know. This gets so confusing. I did it too. Sony owns Spider-Man and all the Spider-Man related stuff, including Venom, I think Morbius, and they're like not giving it up, but they're in partnership. So it's going on aloud and everyone's making money. But the Fox stuff got bought out and it's been snipped.
Snipped?
Yeah.
Cut that timeline.
Yeah. Did you like the film?
I did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it very much. I was very sad I did not wear my TVA jacket to the showing. I didn't see a lot of this coming. Like, we just talked about Deadpool 2 and all the things that might be coming. And I think you may have even mentioned Loki in Deadpool 2, but it still just didn't, like, I didn't see the TVA coming in. I don't know why. I still feel the separation of the shows and the movies.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And this was definitely just a head-on collision of the shows and the movies. It was really good. It was a little, I kind of wish I had more time between 2 and, I'll just call it 3, Deadpool and Wolverine. Because there is, I love Ryan Reynolds a lot, but, you know, to watch, Ryan Reynolds is a lot. And I like him a lot, but I don't really want to watch a Ryan Reynolds marathon. You know, like, I'll
that's so funny.
I'll watch one a week.
Yeah, I was just reading up this week. I mean, when Wesley Snipes apparently did not like him, didn't like his sense of humor and thought he was a lot. And Hugh Jackman, when they first met, was also like, he just doesn't stop.
Yeah,
I have a friend who's just like him and just like cracks jokes at like the beats per minute are solid. And some people like, it's exhausting.
Yeah, they're good friends to have, but you got to go home at the end of the night and regroup. It's basically like, I just always say, oh, look, Van Wilder is playing Deadpool.
He made the joke. He made the joke in the film.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, so many inside jokes. This film is fun for deep cut nerds.
Yeah.
The references were endless. It was a fun film. I thought, I knew about the TVA was going to be in it. I thought they were going to like set him up. He was going to be punished the fact that he abused it, but then he was going to work for them and he was going to have to save the universe and do all that stuff. I did not expect to be this mostly Mad Max in the void, like trying to get out for most of the film. I did not see that coming. Very different than I thought it would be, for sure.
They did a good job of, you're like, well, of course they're going to do this, that, and the other. And then still just being like, I mean, when Blade when Blade and Elektra show up, it's just like, holy shit.
I did not expect that in a million years. And then also, you know, I don't know if you knew, do you know that Channing Tatum had been trying to get a Gambit film going forever. It's been a huge, well-known thing that there was always like, oh, the Channing Tatum Gambit film's coming out. And he's been trying for like 20 years to make that happen. And it didn't.
Wow. I feel like I maybe heard that rumor, but like.
So seeing that was a big, he'd been trying to do it for forever.
So I heard something that Gambit was a figment of the cartoon, like didn't appear in the.
No, Gambit's in the comics for sure.
But pre-cartoon?
I believe so.
I don't know. I somewhere I heard that, which, yeah, Gambit, it's like, I can't see Gambit anchoring a movie, but he was really cool. Like, that was interesting, and they did it well, and.
Yeah, he's from the comics originally.
Okay.
Gambit was, like, in the 90s, was, like, hot shit in the Marvel universe. He was, like, after Wolverine, he was, like, people dug him.
Yeah.
But now you're like, what's your power? So you flick cards that explode?
Yeah, because his power can't be the deck of cards. Like, his power must have
it's not. It's whatever he touches.
Oh.
Whatever he touches, he can, like, give power. He can make it explode. He's just masterful with cards, so he often uses that. Because he can do that with his staff also.
Yeah, well, and you have 52 of them. So, you know, it gives you a lot of weaponry.
But, yeah, he's like, he was an anti-hero for the time. Anyway, so see, when I saw the film, too, the Chris Evans mislead was so solid.
Oh.
And it was something that, like, I think Ari did not get. I don't think she knew about him, the original awful Fantastic Four. And so, like, he comes out, you see the blue sleeve, you think it's Captain America, and then he says flame on, and we just jumped and applauded. It was so cool.
I out loud woohooed and clapped at that.
Uh-huh.
As usual, I was the only person in our theater making noise just because.
Oh, we should have seen it together.
I'm that guy. People cheered at the end, but in the middle of it, it's like, that's funny. You can LOL in a movie theater. It's all right.
There has been like online rumors about like Henry Cavill's Wolverine. So to show an alternate version of Henry Cavill as Wolverine was so great. Oh, there's so many cameos in this thing. Should we do a loose outline of the plot of at least like the time travel things involved to discuss?
So, yeah.
Not the full plot, maybe. I don't know.
So does he burn out his time travel watch in the post-credits scene of Deadpool 2?
Oh, it's a good question.
How does that not make a reappearance?
Right. Maybe. I guess so. The idea at the end of Deadpool 2, he goes to alternate versions of himself. He kills. he saves Vanessa so she doesn't die. That's important.
Yes.
But he also, like, kills the alternate Deadpool version of himself from the Wolverine Origins film. He kills the Ryan Reynolds that takes the Green Lantern script. He saves Peter.
Saves Peter. That's right. That's the only...
Not any of the other X-Force. Just Peter. And then in this film, we start now and it's years later.
Yeah.
And he's got kind of a toupee and he's a used car salesman, right?
So is it just, Kelly didn't get it either. She agreed with me after the fact, but all I could think of when he was wearing that toupee is, well, now I know who's going to play Ted Danson in the Ted Danson story. Like, not just because he wears a toupee, but he looked very Ted Danson.
Yeah, I guess he's trying to be like Peter. He's working with Peter. He's selling cars. They have flashbacks and stuff, and we are to understand that he went. So Deadpool exists in Earth 10005.
Yes.
That's Deadpool's world. That's the world of X-Men. That's the world of Wolverine, where I guess Logan is canon and Logan died as an old man. We see that Deadpool is going to Earth 616, which is the sacred timeline, and he's trying to be an Avenger. That's in 2018, they're saying.
Oh, he goes to 616 to be an Avenger. Oh, that's right. That's right. Because that's.
Yes. Because that's what the Avengers are. But it says 2018. So they're messing with time a little bit. And he's kind of like trying to be an Avenger. And I guess he's saying he kind of needs to do it for his girlfriend or she's going to kind of dump him.
Yeah.
And he gets denied. And in this film, he's trying to like search for his purpose. Now he wants the first one. He's just a selfish prick. And, you know, the second one, he finds family. And the third one, he's trying to do greater good for the world.
So is he just pissing and moaning because he can't be an Avenger or an X-Men?
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
I didn't personally characterize him and Vanessa are crazy in love. He saved her life. They make it like they split up because he's not doing anything greater with his good. I have a hard time with it.
Yeah.
You know, they tried to show it that he shut down on his own, but like those two are so in love. There's such a great love story.
I guess we're supposed to get that from that. Yeah. The X-Men wouldn't take him. The Avengers wouldn't take him. And so he just gave up.
he goes into his own pity pit. Yeah. Even though the whole X-Force thing, I guess, didn't take it. They all died. Anyway, so now him and Vanessa have broken up. He's selling cars. He's living still with his blind Al. And then he's having a birthday party. And he's kind of miserable and he's trying to smile through it. But he wants some purpose. And, you know, Vanessa's there and she's dating someone else. And she's like, well, at least he didn't have me killed. And
was her boyfriend there?
No.
No. Okay.
And, you know, and he has the some of the X-Men there and Colossus and
goes for a little walk, goes, or does someone actually knock on the door?
Someone knocks on the door.
Okay.
And he goes to the door and it's the TVA.
And they've said that you, which is like, it's,
they took him in
6 years later.
Yeah.
Like they're basically mad about what he did with the time.
Well, they weren't. That's what's so weird. So the TVA takes him in and as he's there, he's like, oh, this is because I did all things. It's like, no, that was totally responsible. We're not mad about that. Bullshit. They would be so mad about that.
Totally.
They would be trying to correct that stuff for sure.
Yeah.
They said they needed him to help.
Because he doesn't do a lot of what he does if Vanessa isn't killed.
Right.
So.
So basically they tell him that they're going to destroy his universe, that it's deteriorating because there was an anchor being and that anchor being died. And then he thinks that that's him. But it's like, no, not you. Ha ha. It was Logan when Logan died, an old man Logan. And because of that.
Wasn't it? Didn't it end up being Peter?
No.
No?
No. It was Logan for that world.
I thought that was the end. I mean, now we think it's Logan, but I thought the end of the movie proved it was Peter.
Peter just is in every, for every Deadpool has a Peter.
Okay.
In all the multiverse.
Okay.
Anyway, so they're like, your timeline's going to go, but you can be useful to us. I forgot what they wanted him to do specifically.
I think just because he's a hardened killer. I think they just, they wanted a.
They said he is.
An assassin on their team.
He's supposed to be important in the big plan. They're just saying, like, for some reason, they think he has some
big
important
thing. Did Deadpool die in a different timeline? They're going to replace him?
No, there's a bunch of Deadpools. They just, they said, according to the higher-ups, he had some bigger purpose.
Yeah.
They hint, while he's in there, he sees Thor crying over him. And he said, oh, that's down the road.
Yeah.
So that could be a thing that's going to happen, you know, down the way. Anyway, he, of course, is like, well, fuck. They're like, your world's going to die, though, because Wolverine's dead. And he's like, fuck that. So he breaks the guy's nose, steals the time ripper. So I guess you're right. I guess his cable time travel device he probably used up or broke. And he uses the guy's device and goes to the multiverse to find a variant of Logan, thinking if he can just steal someone else's Logan and bring it back to his timeline, then they don't have to get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah. We get a nice montage of Logans.
All the Logans. There was like the really short, hairy one. There's the Henry Cavill one. Do you remember any of the other weird ones?
I'm having trouble.
Yeah, I am too.
Calling them right now.
There was at least like seven Logans.
Oh, at least. Yeah. There was. Jesus, why can't I?
Oh, there was Patch, which is an actual from the comic book. It's a reference. They showed him playing cards as Patch. There was just like different, like a country western Logan or something. There was just different Logans.
He's looking for the best Logan and takes him back to the TVA and he finds the worst Logan.
Yeah, he finds him in a bar and he's just drinking. And that's like, okay, that's what he does. And eventually, like the people referring to like what a deadbeat he is.
And he's the worst Logan because he got all of the X-Men killed. Well, he didn't, but he
didn't get him killed. He was just away drinking when they died and he couldn't help. And he came back and
he possibly may have saved them had he stuck around.
And then he killed like a bunch of humans killed the X-Men. And then he went and like just killed the humans responsible and like a bunch more.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. He went on a killing.
They don't let you know. They're like, it's just
and everyone in his universe, everyone in this Logan Wolverine universe knows it. They know he's just a murderous rampager and they don't like him, but they can't do anything about it. So they're just trying to give him enough alcohol so he moves along.
So he gets this worst Wolverine, drunk Wolverine, takes them back to the TVA. And they were like, no, man, you can't just do this. And then as he's threatening them, they tase him with the pruner thing and him and Wolverine are sent to the void.
Is Paradox, is he anything?
Not that I know of. It's weird to me that the TVA is such an important job. They hold up the time space and they have so many corrupt people within it. Like, is there any fact checking on their employees? This guy went rogue.
And how can you not go back in time and fix, like if you do hire a dick face?
Yeah, you can fix it.
Prune that.
They've had so many bad employees. Like you get your HR should be better.
Because
there's a few people that have gone, and this guy was like not sticking with his job. He was like, I'm going to show them, and then TVA will learn. I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm going to prune this world. because it makes me angry. Like, pretty weak plot for Paradox. I wasn't crazy about that.
He may be.
No one reported him. None of his underlings reported him.
Because you'll void him. Void the.
Yeah.
I always forget that the void is a place. I always, because we spend so much time in Loki just making people disappear, that I forget they go somewhere.
Why do the void, like, if you're tasing them to erase some existence, why not just that erases them? Why do they go to this place where they may hang out for a while and they're just waiting to be devoured by a big smoke monster?
You know why, Scott?
To make this film?
Because you cannot destroy or create matter.
But the smoke monster can.
Well, he's a smoke monster.
Yeah.
There are so many, I feel like there's so many references to Lost in here.
Yeah.
They talk about the others. They refer to Peggy the dog as, he refers to Peggy the dog as his constant.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Kelly caught that, actually. He says it so fast at the end of the movie that I missed it. And Kelly actually leaned forward. She goes, oh, the constant. I was like, oh, yes. And then the smoke monster.
The Alioth. That's what it is. The Alioth.
The Alioth. So so I guess their thought is you go to the void. And
it's like purgatory. Yeah.
The monster will definitely get you. But of course, you send enough baddies to the void, one of them is going to figure out how to. Like, when she sicks the smoke monster every time in this movie, like, it's killing everybody, even her henchmen.
Yeah.
I guess, unless she can, like, zap them out of the way at the last second.
Or you're hidden from it and you send people to it. I think she had a deal with the smoke monster and gave, like, sacrifices, sort of, so she could stay alive. Yeah.
That's true.
Anyway, they end up in this void. It's like this Mad Max deserty world. And the first thing we get is the big fight scene, right?
Yeah.
I love how he's like, get ready for this, nerds.
This is what you paid for. This is why you bought the ticket.
I mean, in some ways, it's the fight scene you want to see. But in the others, they're the most pointless fight scenes because neither of these dudes can die. So you're just watching people slaughter the fuck out of each other and nothing happens.
Yeah.
So is that exciting? Or is it? It's just fun.
In a bubble, it is.
Yeah.
If in the zoomed out entire world of this, it's like, okay.
You don't see fight scenes where people are just ripping each other to shreds, stabbing each other in the head constantly. You see punch scenes. You don't see where they're constantly murdering each other.
Yeah. And these.
It's unique.
These two definitely die several times in the scene.
Yeah.
So then they meet.
They meet what they think is like is a force with a cloak and a blue sleeve.
Yeah. Yes. And Deadpool is very excited because this is his chance to be an Avenger. And then we find out it's not that great.
It's the Human Torch. Oh. Human
Torch.
That's so great.
So great. And who else is with him?
I think that was that point. It was just them, right? Then they get captured.
Oh, that's right. It is just those three that get captured and taken in. Do they meet Nice Pool at this point? No,
not yet. They get taken to Cassandra Nova. And you see a few people out there. You see, like, what's his name? Some of the most obscure X-Men Fox villains. You see Pyro. What's the worm tongue guy? The froggy?
Toad.
And then the one that seems like a red Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Oh, and a Juggernaut, too.
And a Juggernaut.
Oh, and the one with the fingers, like the blade-like fingers. I forgot her name, too. Oh, man, I'm losing my comic book stuff.
I know. I really wish I had this movie on right now.
So they're taking a Cassandra Nova, the twin sister, Charles Xavier, there as an infant. But like as an infant was taken away, like before she existed, it sounds like.
Yeah. For some reason, was it because together they would have been way too powerful? So they voided her?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. But they, so anyway, she's a badass.
Yeah. So yeah, she was pruned as an infant, but made a deal with the TVA that she would stay in the void. So.
Right.
That's their little deal.
And she's got her own Mad Max thing going and she rules stuff.
Ant-Man's head.
Right. They live in a big, giant Ant-Man
corpse.
Yeah, which, what does that mean in some world that got sent here?
Yeah, a giant Ant-Man got sent there.
I'm trying to remember what happened. She was excited to get Logan. She's seen a bunch of Deadpools. They kind of threaten her. They want her to help, but they get in a fight, and I'm trying to remember how they get out. Oh, they end up getting... Deadpool says all the things that Human Torch said about her, and she just rips his skin off.
That's right.
He totally gets him killed. And then he says, like, they were like, why would you do that? He's like, oh man, can you, the, what he was doing to our budget was killing. Anyway, they end up escaping, which apparently no one escapes from her. I think she set them to die, but they somehow didn't.
I think the Alioth was coming and they just.
Oh yeah, they ditched.
Some kind of rocket boost. I forget what they used to rocket boost out of there.
Oh, they use like, it's like, thank you. It was like an old Iron Man foot. Or the bigger armor guy.
Is that what that was? Okay. Yeah. So they blast out of there. They roam the desert for a while. They run into Nice Pool,
which is a version of Deadpool that has like a man bun and his face still intact and is really nice.
It is very, very polite. And he has the cutest dog ever.
Which is the ugliest dog ever.
Yes. Peggy the dog.
It was really interesting for this film. Wade works for a Kia, I think. Was it Hyundai or Kia? At a dealership. And in the beginning, that's who he works for. And he's insulting the fuck out of the Honda Odyssey. What a piece of shit it is. And then the car that's given to them by Nice Pool is a Honda Odyssey. And there's so much attention to it. I'm like, is this product placement? It has to be. But I've never seen product placement where they insult the crap out of it. But it's mentioned and it's used. But it's just, they just make fun out of it. They insult the fuck out of it. The most unique product placement I've ever seen.
I mean, it holds up. Deadpool and Wolverine fight inside this car. It's an epic fight inside this car.
Oh, yeah, it held up. So subconsciously, you're like, no, it's a solid car.
Yeah, they still drove it away after they completely destroyed the inside of it. So you know what I wanted so bad? It reminds me so much of the car in the new Vacation movie.
Right.
So great.
So after they beat the shit out of each other again, someone comes and picks up the car and drives it away. And they go to a cave. And one by one, as they're waking up, they don't know who got them there. But they see Elektra comes out. And we're all like, oh, my God. What? And for those of you that don't remember the Ben Affleck Daredevil, so funny that in the movie posters, he's in the film. And then then Jennifer Garner plays Elektra. And she stole the movie. And one of the second movie posters shows like the silhouette of Daredevil and then just Elektra, like,
no way.
There's versions where, and then she got a spinoff because she was clearly much more interested. The spinoff sucked, but
yeah, screwed that up.
And then we see Blade, which, wow. No one expected to see Snipes back in the
thank God I didn't look at IMDb before I went to this movie.
Yeah,
like I would have been, it would have ruined half of this movie for me.
Yeah.
If I had looked at it, because a lot of times they'll hide that. Even IMDb is smart enough to be like, we'll update this in 10 days. But it's
all on there now. On Wikipedia, it's all there.
Yeah.
And then Channing Tatum as the Gambit. Oh, and then X-23 as like a more of a grown up. She's the one who is in Logan, the other like smaller version of him, and ends up killing him. Or I think at the end.
I really need to watch Logan again. I was bummed.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't get around to watching that before this.
So, in talking to them.
So they want Logan to join them. I'm reading this off Wikipedia. I don't remember this at all.
So they ask for the help Deadpool's trying to save his world. He's offering to Logan to change his history, which was a lie, which got them in a fight. But they just want like an ending. They feel like they were heroes. And no one remembers them. And now they're just going to die. And they agree to help. They're going to try to get Juggernaut's helmet on Cassandra's head. Because then that blocks her powers. And then they could take her out. Or convince her to go send them back to his timeline. And that's their plan. And then they storm the palace. And there's a big kick-ass fight.
Gambit and Elektra and Blade go ham on some people.
Yeah, they give everyone their moment, right? That you get to see what a badass Blade is. You get to Channing Tatum gets to have his moment.
So great.
So yeah, and
they're the X-Force right there. That's the X-Force.
Yeah. They end up having the ability to spare Cassandra, but to kill her, but they don't. Wolverine is like, you could see now the bad Wolverine is good. He's like, no, Charles wouldn't have wanted this. And they save her.
Yeah, they finally get what's his name's helmet onto her.
Yeah.
And say, okay, send us back. And she's like, well, I can't send you back with the helmet on. And as soon as you take this helmet off, I'm going to rip your skins apart.
And they take her anyway. They take the helmet off. Man, that was ballsy.
Woo.
Because she can fuck you up. She puts her hand in your brain. It's very gross.
Oh, yeah.
She puts her hand like in your brain through your eyeballs.
Charles can read your mind from here, but I have to get in there.
I have to touch you. So you see her. Yeah, her hand just goes right through your nasal cavities and your eyeball sockets.
she uses these heads as bowling balls, at least.
So she doesn't kill them, though. She feels honored they spared. But there's been some shady stuff going on with Paradox, and he has some deal going with Pyro, and he's trying to, I guess he had some agreement with Cassandra, was trying to take her out. So at the moment they release her, Pyro comes in there and shoots her, and she lives through that. But she's like, wait, like you have a deal. She gets from him that you have a deal with the outside world. Well, fuck that. I'm going to go and destroy every world except for the Void.
That's right.
So she does send Deadpool and Wolverine back to the world to like take care of him, Paradox. But then she ends up going as well. And so when they're trying to stop her, she sends like an army of Deadpools to battle them.
Oh, she mentions that, they use Doctor Strange's ring.
Oh, yeah.
To get out of the Void. And she says, an amateur magician came through here once.
Right.
And I kept this trinket.
It's handy.
Convenient. That's what she's like, fine, you guys can leave, but the smoke monster is on its way, so better hurry.
We haven't mentioned that, Deadpool, the dog, right, is like in a Deadpool costume and it's owned by
Nice Pool.
The Nice Pool, but Deadpool is in love with this dog and really wants him.
Yes.
Anyway, they see Nice Pool up here too, and Nice Pool says like how the Deadpool variants are coming.
So what is Paradox is just trying to get rid of Earth 10005. He's not trying to destroy.
Yeah, he's trying to like show the TVA how it should be done. He's kind of maniacal.
That's right, because
it's a bit much.
His whole thing is that this timeline is dying, and instead of watching it slowly die, he just wants to turn it off.
Yeah.
And that's what the TVA should be doing with every timeline that they know is doomed.
Right. Do it preemptively.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of, he thought it was like a mercy killing.
Yeah.
Instead of letting the universe go on for a few thousand years.
So Paradox is doing that. And Cassandra comes back. Oh, well, first we just have a long.
The Deadpool variants.
All the Deadpools.
So.
Come through.
Right. So you saw Nice Pool. You see Lady Deadpool, who is played by Blake Lively. And then you just see like, there's like Western Deadpool. There's.
Who was who?
Oh, was that Nathan?
Matthew McConaughey was Western Deadpool. And Nathan Fillion was one of them.
Yeah.
And why do they want this Deadpool dead?
Because Cassandra's controlling them somehow. I don't know why they would kill their fellow Deadpool.
Yeah.
They didn't get into it.
Let me see if it's...
Anyway, you get into like... Oh, Deadpool uses Nice Pools as like shield, and then I guess doesn't realize that he doesn't have regenerative properties.
Okay, Cassandra summons an army of Deadpool variants to battle.
And then they slaughter all of them, and as they're slaughtering them, I'm like, so these guys don't regenerate? He's the only one that regenerates? And after they slaughter them all, they start getting up again, and you're like, oh, they do regenerate. And at that moment, Peter comes in the picture in a Deadpool costume. And once he's there, all the Deadpools are so excited because every Deadpool has a Peter that they stop the fight. And Wade and Logan go to stop. So Cassandra now is trying to get into the timeline and destroy every timeline except for the Void.
So by doing this, there is a machine that is powered by matter and antimatter.
Right.
And if you combine those forces, you get nothing.
Ah. So they find out through Paradox, the only way to stop it would be like to be like a human conductor. It would stop it, but whoever that person would be blasted to smithereens. And they're like, yeah, but we regenerate. He's like, no, no, no. We're talking like atoms at a molecular level. And they're like, so anyway, they're running down. Wolverine is now like, Logan is like, no, give me this. Like, you've got a family to take care of. I'm going to be a hero. But then Deadpool's like, no, man, I forced you into it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the hero. And Deadpool goes in by himself to do the sacrifice, locks the door, but he can't reach. And then at the last moment, Wolverine busts through. They hold each other's hands.
Wolverine looks amazing.
And then Wolverine's shirt rips off, and you get to stare at his ripped abs and chest.
Oh, just 8-pack and his ass just showing off to everybody. Oh, lordy, lord. Thank you.
And they stop it. And, then we see the head lady now in the TVA. She's straightening out with Paradox. He's trying to lie. But then around the corner comes Deadpool and Wolverine. And we're all like, what? And they're like, sure, if it was one, they'd be smashed. But when you got the power of two,
we're good. We survived.
We're okay.
So,
yeah,
it doesn't say anything in Wikipedia either. I swear Peter had something to do with the ending of this, because they like when he walks in, sure, they're surprised to see Deadpool.
He just
Wolverine.
Comes in. He falls in love with Hunter B-15, the woman from the, they stare at each other and it's like, she said how he looks good in the costume and they're suggesting there's a romance. That's all.
Oh, okay. All right. Catching up, everybody. Catching up.
That's all right. Anyway, they thank them. They talk about fixing Wolverine's world, but they were like, that's what made him be the hero he is now. So no.
Yeah.
This is what's inconsistent. This is a Wolverine out of his timeline. And they don't seem to care. Like, cool, go on, have a great day. They're not trying to change this. They're not trying to take his timeline away. They're not trying to move him. They're just like, cool, Deadpool, you fucked up all these timelines and killed these versions yourself. We're going to let that go.
Yeah.
You got Wolverine over here. We're going to let that go. And they're like, because you guys did this, now your world is regenerating. So everything's great.
Because Wolverine's never actually supposed to die, but he does. So reinserting Wolverine. His timeline but he's gone. But his timeline is still going.
The original Wolverine from this timeline is still dead.
Right.
But if the timeline's not dying now because of their regenerative powers, I don't know. Anyway, at the end, then you see them having shawarma. They're making more shawarma jokes since the Avengers. They barely eat it, though. They don't like it. Wolverine's about to walk off, but Deadpool's like, hey, and he brings him home to live with him and Al, I guess.
Why does Deadpool live in a shanty? Like, you're a bad guy. There's got to be some residuals. Like, people know you're you. Like, kids have Deadpool dolls. Like, you're making money somewhere if you're not just robbing banks as Deadpool in the night. Like,
yeah.
Why do these superheroes never have any money? I don't know.
Anyway, so you have another birthday party, but like, and in this one, Wolverine's like, go talk to your lady. And so for whatever reason that they've broken up so much, she's like, you've been busy. And he just said, I did all for you. And she takes his hand in a moment, which is like, now I'm taking you back. Like, they broke up enough.
Well,
or whatever.
I mean, because Wolverine is there, everyone knows in this universe that Logan is dead and they see Wolverine there. So they know, like, I feel like before this party started, there was a long conversation about his heroism. So like everyone.
Yeah. Well, they know that he just saved the universe.
Yeah.
I'm sure he told them. He's like, by the way, no bigs. I saved the universe. I sacrificed myself. I tried.
What does he call himself? Universal Jesus? What? No.
Oh, Marvel Jesus.
Marvel Jesus. That's right. It's Marvel Jesus.
So I guess she takes him back because he's done the greater thing.
He's got purpose again. I mean, this, that, you know, because they on all the flashbacks, he's just, his eyes are dead. He's,
yeah,
you know, just obviously given up. And he's got that glint in his eye again. And she can see that old Wade is back.
By the way, I guess the guy that played Peter is like one of the writers or directors, like the screenwriters on this, Rob Delaney.
Oh, that's Rob
Delaney, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That dude's like done everything.
Yeah. So we cut to the middle thing is actually a really touching, because they spend this film just talking so much shit about Fox. Like, there's so many Fox jokes.
There is a 20th Century Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Like two
in the void.
Oh, in the void. There's a 20th Century Fox tombstone. Not tombstone, but just like the big 20th Century Fox logo that you see is just like half buried in the ground. It's been sent to the void.
Yeah. And they insult Fox. They make fun of Disney. At the end, they're like, can you believe Disney did this? They even make fun of Marvel. They make fun of, like, he's like, hey, you're joining the Marvel Universe. He's like, it hasn't been a good time. Like, you're telling me it's at a pretty low time. And they make fun of the multiverse. They hand it to everybody. But they do a really touching send off to the Fox universe. So they do to Time of Your Life, Green Day. And they show like a young Hugh Jackman. They show Ryan Reynolds being interviewed on the set of the Wolverine Origins thing and how he hopes to be dead. Like, he really wanted to be Deadpool, like super young and bright eyed and bushy tailed.
Oh,
the Fantastic Four films. They show all of it.
So is that them?
It was kind of honoring it. It was like in memoriam, put him to death, respect it and move on.
Yeah. And I feel like that was like, you know, of all the things we might go back to, this timeline is done. We've pulled Wolverine. Oh, no, this is the same.
The timeline isn't, but they show that the Fox universe mostly got sent to the void and they died. So those guys are dead. Those guys are gone. Even if those universe exists, those heroes are gone.
But those heroes are all from 10005.
Are they from his universe? I don't know if they are. They might be other.
Logan died in this universe.
I know Logan, I'm saying.
The
Daredevil people.
Deadpool went to a different timeline to dig up Logan, didn't he?
I don't think so. I think
because the movie starts with the big fight and then he says, wait, let me tell you how I got here.
No, he went to a different...
He got there after the TVA, so he...
But that would have been just time traveling, I think. I don't know.
TVA can go multiverse.
No, it can't. I'm just saying they only... In the Wikipedia, even, it only says the only universes he goes to is the 1005 and the 616. Wolverine is in his universe. They're saying that's why he died. Wolverine was the anchor. So that's in his universe. He went to Earth 616 to try to be an Avenger.
That's right.
And he went to an alternate universe to go to all the Wolverines.
So this is the original. So he's still, Deadpool still lives.
In the 1005.
Which is where all of the X-Men movies take place.
I guess. Yes, right. Yes.
Okay.
So that's why they weren't in that. As to what the Fox ones, I'm not sure. They got pruned. So I don't know if those people got pruned or if their timeline got pruned.
Because they could easily just recast. Because if this was a different, if Deadpool is in a different timeline than the X-Men, then they could just recast everybody and it would make perfect sense. But
right. So in this timeline, we are to assume the X-Men still exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do, right? Because Colossus is there.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to believe that. So they were just killing everyone else.
When does Logan take, I mean, Logan was set in the future when it was released, yeah, right?
That's what's a little bit weird. Maybe he went to the future for Logan. Oh, no, it says.
But he's still, otherwise he would still be alive. Then there would be two Logans in this universe.
Logan was in 2017. He went to interview for the Avengers 2018. And in 2019 is when Iron Man died. That's why they were still like talking about Tony like he was still alive.
Logan came out in 2017.
Right?
That's crazy. That's right, because it came out a year after Deadpool because they were like, oh, a rated R movie works. So that's right. I guess that makes sense. It just,
yeah.
2029. Okay, now we're fucked.
Is that when it's supposed to take place?
Yeah.
So he went to the future.
Logan goes...
Because the TVA stands outside of time. So even if it didn't happen for him yet, it does happen.
But that means in this universe Deadpool and Wolverine took place, there are now two Logans.
Yes.
Yes.
You should be right.
Yes.
What? I think we are the only people to really just bring this one to attention.
So now does...
You're right.
Do they try to save Logan in 5 years?
Or does this universe have the Logan that goes back in time and Days of Future Past? That's in the future. That's in the future.
That's in the future. That's, yep.
So that Wolverine lived past the one in Logan. The one in Days of Future Past in the future lived past where Logan did. I mean, when Logan came out, my understanding was that's like a what if, an alternate was not canon. But now they're making it canon and it throws some things off. So we just have to assume there's multiple universes, blah, 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 blah. Maybe Days of Future Past is an alternate timeline. Maybe the whole newer X-Men is a different timeline because they did change it once that happened.
We're figuring this out. I'm going to figure out when Days of Future Past was set.
Anyway, so they do the time of your life thing for Fox. And then
can you watch something like that and not think about Seinfeld?
Yes,
you can.
That song had been used for so many like high school senior videos and prom. Like it had been abused for so many other things. I mean, yeah. So
God damn it. Why can't I find?
What was the second scene?
Is there really not a Wikipedia page for Days of Future Past movie? What the shit?
What was the final, the post-credit scene? I don't remember all of a sudden.
Oh, shit.
What was the second one?
Oh, shit. Oh, it was Chris Evans doing his speech about Cassandra. Oh.
So Deadpool is at the TVA and he's like, by the way, just to clear my record, I have this tape now of Chris, of Johnny Storm. And it shows everything that we thought he was getting him in trouble. He actually said, you also get to see Captain America, who's like, well, remember, he's always like language. You know, he always says, just say, spout the nasty shit. But that also lets us know that Deadpool is like working with the TVA, potentially his access to that. So like, if we are trying to lead into him in the future,
so
there's possibilities.
Days of Future Past takes place in 2023.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
What? Okay. So Logan is after that.
So Logan is...
But in that movie, once they had gone back, remember they had changed things and the future, like the present was different.
But still, Logan dies in 6 years.
Yeah.
5 years from now.
And it's funny because he's not that old. He got real old in 6 years.
Does this take place in the future? What year does this movie take place?
I mean, this is now, but yeah. So it's funny. Obviously, this film involves time travel. It's like based off of the TVA, which involves time. But the movie itself does not have that much time travel in its essence. It's small multiverse hopping. You could argue that he becomes a tension of the TVA because he leaps and he goes back in time to save Vanessa. He goes in other universes. They do control all these timelines. And also he time travels to the future to get Wolverine. I mean, well, to try to, but it's Wolverine's dead body.
So sorry, we may be going over something, but so the TVA originally wants to put Deadpool from 10005 into 616.
Yes.
That's what he offers him.
Right. And so, to work for them, right?
So, because 616 is dead. He went and killed that guy. No, that's fucking...
No, there is no Deadpool in 616.
Okay, we're going to...
616 is the sacred timeline. That's where the Avengers takes place. All the Marvel universe is 616. And so they're saying the mutant world is the 10005. Anyhow, the time travel in this, it's mostly multiverse jumping. There's the Cable reference there. He uses the TVA stuff to do a little time travel. But most of this film is multiverse based. It's not that thick to chew on time travel things, right? It's more multiverse. The only time travel is the one done at the end of Deadpool 2 and him going to the future to get Wolverine's bones.
I'm obsessed now.
Okay. Well, there's people listening.
You know what?
To your research.
So this is the silence I would strip out.
Oh, there it is.
Trying to find.
So it's the sixth biggest debut in box office history.
Okay.
By the way.
The X-Men movie timeline still makes no sense 24 years in, and that's okay. I just want to see a graph about what.
I love his constant jokes to Wolverine. Oh, they're going to be making him do this for till he's 90.
Yeah.
Oh, the one thing where, like, if you he'll make you listen to him singing Music Man. Like, they just make fun of Hugh Jackman. They make fun of everything. There's no stone unturned. There's no reference not made.
Okay, we'll come back. We're going to have a whole podcast trying to break down. Now that the MCU has locked horns with the X-Men universe, We've got some serious timeline conversations to pad out,
yeah,
and solve this. That is for another day. Sorry for the silence, everybody. If you were live here, then you could just type in, "Hey, dipshit, this is what happened." You non comic book movies in the background watching doofus.
Oh, good stuff.
Like, I loved this movie. But it's one of those movies where I was like, I think it, like, obviously I love it because it's got time travel in it. But, like, you know, I really expected us to kind of, like, dig into the time travel and run out of things to say after 15 minutes. So this has been another magical conversation brought to you by the host.
There's not that much time travel. Yeah, there's some theory in there.
Yeah, it's all theory. Like, the actual time travel in the movies, like, they go here, they go here.
The timeline. Yeah,
and then it's
the timelines.
But all of the, like, okay, so what does this mean from the past? What does this mean going forward? What does it mean now that the Logan timeline,
yeah,
is all craziness?
If you and I were to, you know, continue making our time list of best time travel films, although I give this film a high rating, I would not put it on our time travel film list. I feel like it's just not incorporated enough to be like, if I'm like, oh, if you like time travel, these are the essential films, I wouldn't put this in there for that. But it's going to get a great rating from me.
Yeah, I might rate it kind of high. It's one of those movies that, like, today I wouldn't put it on my top 30, but when the next four movies come out, I'd be like, okay, you have to watch this movie to understand how we got here. And that's fascinating.
Yeah.
We got let's see what some other people thought about this movie, Scott.
All right, let's do it.
2 stars, too many references to cocaine, especially considering the audience the movie is intended for. Too many references to inappropriate sexual behavior.
Pegging. A Disney film discusses pegging. I think he even references that himself in it.
Do not go see. Not
what?
That good.
Whoa.
The movie Deadpool and Wolverine, rated R. I went to and saw Deadpool and Wolverine at 3:55 p.m. Sunday, July 28th, 2024. At Great Movies Places named Alamo Drafthouse Cinema Movies Places in Austin, Texas. I wrote my comments here at 10:39 a.m. Tuesday, July 30th, 2024. That's his whole review.
Wow.
Like the previous Deadpools, but this one went too fast.
Ha!
Strange dialogue and too many guest appearances. The end with the numerous Deadpools made no sense at all.
What?
I mean, I get there's a lot going on, and I could see like walking out of it being a little confused, but like for that to be, I would love to see what movies that person does like. I bet they love Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
I would put this on the top 10 ADHD brain enjoying film. My ADHD brain loves The Speed.
I understand it's rated R, but literally every other word was fuck this or motherfuck that.
I would take these quotes and put it on their new trailer if I was them.
Oh my God, that is something that Ryan Reynolds would totally do.
Totally do, absolutely.
Rotten Tomatoes user anonymous says, this is why you should see this movie. What time is this movie? We've talked about, you know, getting a high rating, but maybe still not making the top 30. I feel like this would make my top 30. Like top 10, no, but it's... you know, it's time travel, baby. I mean, it's we've talked about it for an hour and we're still a little confused by it.
I've got one more complaint. I love this film, but one more complaint. So after they save the day, when they're talking to the leader of the TVA, they're like, can you do us one more favor? Maybe some of those people, we can save them. She's like, we'll see what we can do. They just save X-23. They don't save Blade. They don't save Elektra. They don't save Johnny Storm. They don't save Gambit. So for some reason, X-23 they can save, and that's okay, but not the others?
Yeah.
That's a weird choice.
That's just the difference between an actor.
Unnecessary.
That's the difference between an actor
who doesn't cost a lot,
probably not coming back, and an actor who they're thinking about making a spinoff for. Yeah.
Totally.
That's what.
But it's fun. Yeah. Anyway.
That's the only Easter egg for what movies are to come. X-23.
Oh. All right. So
I'm high on this movie. This might get the Groundhog Day recency bias. And this conversation too, like yesterday, I would have given this not a lot lower rating, but a like, it's good, but let's take it down a notch. But after this conversation,
what did we give Deadpool 2?
I don't remember. I didn't write it down because I usually write them.
Oh,
well, I write them down when I edit a lot.
Okay. I think it was like near 10:30 for both of us.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was over 10 o'clock. It was a big, like,
did I give it 10:40?
I think so.
I want to give this just 10 points. I think Deadpool 2 is more time travel. I think it's maybe the better film, but I really like this one. I'm just going to put it on. In my mind, I would put Deadpool 1 out of them, the top film, 2 a little bit under and 3 under, but they're all amazing. I mean, I would do just points under each other. I'm a purist. I love the origin story, right?
Yeah.
So if the other one is 10:40, I'll give this like 10:35. If the other one was 10:30, I'll give this 10:25.
Based on your explanation of your ratings, I'm going to go a little bit higher.
Oh,
because of all the time. Like, this is like Back to the Future 2. Like, I don't care that Back to the Future 1 set everything in motion and got it going. Like, Back to the Future 2 is way more time travel. It's way more amazing. God, it's so funny. Like, it's like, what would I give Endgame now? Because Endgame is way better than this as far as time travel goes.
Oh,
you know,
Endgames is a great. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? We've only been recording these numbers for a short time. We didn't do Endgame. So
no,
we'll have to go back, do our rewatches, and then rescore everything into our new Marvel Desmond Scott universe.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. We're going to get into rewatches soon, folks. I keep on.
Yeah, eventually we're going to reboot our own universe. We're going to be like, we've seen all the good stuff.
Yeah,
let's reboot it.
Well, once we start going live and I free up some time because I don't have to spend 10 hours a week editing these, then maybe we do our every other week and people love those rewatches. Like those movies are just sitting there if you want to listen to them, folks. But if we release it tomorrow, all of a sudden it gets 1,000.
Oh, that's a good idea. Every other week is Desmond Scott classic. Do a rewatch reboot.
We do a short intro and a new rating, and then maybe even just play the original episode too. I don't know.
All right. Anyway, what's your rating?
10:35.
Okay. So you're going 5 over?
Yeah, going 5
over. I'm going 5 lower.
Yeah.
I'm going 5 lower. Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
10:30, 10:35. And it's I'm giving it a boost too because I'm already expecting that like this is gonna unleash some great things, and this is going to be the anchor to a lot of. This is the first year in like 7 years that only one Marvel movie has been released.
Right? There's nothing until next year. Yeah.
In a calendar year. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, people, you know, obviously this film just came out, a lot of buzz around it. Like, write in and talk. We're happy even in the next episode, we could take a few minutes to kind of discuss some theories. Because we talked about there's some loopholes. There's some questionable things about the universe and the universe hopping and the futures. And so we'd love to talk about it. Give us something to chew on.
Definitely.
Give us a weird paradox.
Tell us why Logan works in this universe.
What? Yeah, tell us the fact that there's two Logans and one's going to die and one's going to be hanging out.
Yeah. Or do they?
Maybe this Logan is the one that dies and the original Logan lives.
Oh, I can't take it, Scott. I can't take it. We have to wait till 2030 for that movie if it's going to fit in the timeline.
It's so interesting, right? I'm sure Hugh Jackman is like, I'm done. I want to do musicals. I have to work out for like a year for these films. But like, they make so much money. I wonder if he's done or if he's got one more.
Well, and like, yeah, why not just like make a deal? Just be like, I'll be in some more movies, but I'm not going to anchor a movie. And then, I mean, he can go do musicals for free just to give his soul some excitement to do and then just become a billionaire on the side doing X-Men cameos.
Right? I mean, it's not what he wants to be known for, but
I kind of liked the dumbed down Wolverine hair. Like, you could tell he's like, I'm not growing my hair out for, like, you know, I'm from a different universe. I can have any hair I want. So we're just going to take it down a notch.
Yeah.
Oh, the yellow costume.
Oh, that's right. We got to see Wolverine with a mask on for the first time.
Oh.
It's like 20 years.
So yeah. Worth the wait. You do that 20 years ago and everyone's like, oh, that looks so stupid. It's so dumb. Why do they do?
What did he say? It's like Batman, but
sexier. Oh, he can move his neck.
He can move his neck.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
Is this podcast appropriate?
No, this should be edited. We shouldn't be talking about our plan.
Until next time.
I was talking. Do it again.
Until next time. I have been Desmond McNeese.
I have been and will be Scott Lifton. Enjoy us in whatever universe you are listening to us in. And remember, all alternate timelines all have value. Let's not say one's better than the other. Yours is value, mine is value. Let's all just get along.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah.
We have first contact without me having to push 12 other buttons.
Oh.
I love it. I pushed all my buttons before I took Cormac to camp.
All right, let me see. Oh, I got microphone things. Good. It's not picking you up, but it's picking me up. All right, that's it. We're watching Revenge of the Nerds tonight.
Nice.
Oh.
Is there a fourth or is there only three?
Oh, that's fun. I think there's actually a fifth one that was made for TV only.
Oh,
it's like about Booger years later or something like that.
That's the one we got to watch.
That's our new podcast is just on the Revenge of the Nerds song. Every podcast, we talk about all of our new podcasts that are not going to happen.
Do you know what I'm going to buy soon is a VHS copy of Meatballs 3.
Oh, wow.
Because that's the only way you can get it.
Meatballs 3 was such a disappointment. Oh, have you and I watched Meatballs 2 together?
Yes.
We did?
Yes. Yeah.
And I did end up watching it.
I've watched it again recently.
I was going to say to do it tonight. Because you and I
would actually do it because you know how I watch movies alone. So,
I mean, you and I are the only people that appreciate that film.
I think I bought it. If I can log into my Prime account, because I'm just like, there's no way I don't watch this movie every 5 years in the rest of my life.
But 3 is not good.
3 is, well, I think even worse than Revenge of the Nerds 1, I think 3 has been canceled.
I mean, it's like the same as Can't Buy Me Love. It's like Patrick Dempsey doing like the nerd to Sheik, but it's like in a boating dock, right?
Well, all of them are like camp movies that they just slapped meatballs on top of them after.
But it's not even a camp. Isn't it like a boating dock?
I think so. Well, what I can gather from what I read, a deceased porn star comes back to Earth to earn her wings by getting.
Oh, my God.
MC laid.
That's right. But it's like just like Can't Buy Me Love and Loverboy. He was so typecast of like this nerd that needs to get some.
I know. It's like, it's kind of like, it's like a girl with glasses. It's like, can we get a hot guy with curly hair? Because then no one will believe he's hot until the end of the movie.
Right. You take the glasses off, you put some mousse in his hair. We got a winner.
Oh, he can mow my lawn anytime. How about License to Drive? Maybe we can do that tonight.
Oh my God. These are good ideas.
These are great idea. I know, we need to keep writing these down, because every time we want to do a different podcast, we're like, well, what do we do? It's like, if we wrote down the 50 movies that we're like, well, what about this? We'd have a podcast.
We can call it the Horny White Male Growing Up in the 80s podcast.
Yes, horny white teenager 80s style. All right, everybody. So this podcast started with, oh crap, give me 5 minutes. So that's where we're at.
is this entire thing going live?
No, we're not.
Okay.
That'll be StreamYard. Did you accept the StreamYard invite?
I did not yet.
I don't think that you have to, but I'm getting all my hosts. I accidentally paid for like super awesome StreamYard. Like, I of course clicked the trial and then forgot to cancel my trial. So I just paid like $450 for a year's worth of StreamYard.
Okay. I'll sign in. Yeah.
I'm going to get my money's worth out of it here pretty soon. Today I just didn't want any more hiccups to deal with. So
yeah,
we're just going to do it. But Scott just spoiled our, we'll just get right into it. Our plan going into the fall, everybody, is to do this podcast live. That's a hell of a precedent for a podcast we've got some loyal listeners out there, but, you know, we're you know, trying to up our game a little bit. We'll obviously try to, you know, wrangle Scott into somewhat regular recording time, which may be early, but you know, we're global, baby, so it'll be prime time for somebody. And you can hop on, like I said, we'll try to be get ahead of our movie so you guys can watch and play along, and you can come on and ask questions and tell us why we're wrong and tell us why after 150 movies we still don't understand time travel. But for the non-live listeners, it's going to be a little bit different. I prize myself in my polished post-editing professionalism. I'm going to cut that down a little bit just to kind of push these episodes out a little bit quicker, so it'll be a little I'm just basically going to run a silent stripper on it and push it out there. I'm still going to have Scott record himself live, so we can at least have slightly better audio for those. But
can you tell me more about the silent stripper?
she's gorgeous.
Oh, come on, that's low-hanging fruit. All right, keep going. Quiet. We don't even need to go there.
We'll watch Meatballs 2 or Meatballs 3 and hear about the silence. I think the biggest change is you're going to hear me stop mid-story often. And that's not me editing out my story post-edit. That's me stopping in the middle, realizing that if I was editing this podcast, I would cut that story out. So I'm just going to stop talking now so I don't have to edit it out later. So if you hear me start saying something and then stop in the middle, you're not missing anything. That's just my brain going, bad content, and moving on to what you're here for. So, yeah, so that's coming in the fall. It'll be sometime in September we'll do it. And, you know, our first one might be unadvertised completely. We'll just do it and, you know, just to prove our technology. Scott and I run a pretty tight ship, you know, today aside with our slow start, but we run a pretty good, we've got a good internal 60-minute clock with these episodes. So, enjoy that. Stay tuned. And if you want to, you know, if there's a movie you're already watching, you want to hear us talk about it, send that to timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. We want to hear your requests and comments, and soon you can get those out live. But today, mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
I had already stopped my recording, by the way, so I don't have the recording for that part.